Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Luther.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their websites. We give ours away, so enjoy. Over at freetalklive.com, one of the main features of the site actually allows you to influence the stuff we'll talk about on the air by submitting show prep suggestions to Free Talk Live. You go, maybe you see something online that you think is particularly interesting, and you put it up on our website, and then other listeners will get the opportunity to vote as to whether they like or dislike. And then the ones that are most liked will make it to the front page and the top of our website, meaning we're more likely to see them and talk about them here on the air. 800-259-9231. However, that's the number you need to literally take control of the airwaves. I mean, the website's good because it influences what we talk about. But if you want to actually directly control the topic, you may call in at any time. So, again, 800-259-9231. Mark, you had a story last night that we never had a chance to get to. I don't think we mentioned it on the air, but you told me something about it off the air. It sounded particularly interesting.
Oh, it's exciting.
What is it?
This is from the BBC. The French Parliament has approved a law that makes psychological violence a criminal offense. This means the couples who insult each other repeatedly could now be charged and face up to 3 years in prison. Now, it's the stated intent of this law is to decrease violence on women. But couples that insult each other could face prison time. By couples, do they mean the guy is going to go to prison?
A couple sounds like two people. It would be two
people.
Yeah,
I think. Well, I mean, you couldn't say that on the face, right? Like, this is a law to go after guys.
Well, no.
Well, what makes you believe that it's...
Because the stated intent of the law is to decrease violence on women.
Oh, on women. I see. I'm sorry. I missed that point.
Okay. The law is a part of a number of measures aimed to protect...
What about decreasing violence against men?
Well,
not too concerned about that, apparently.
They say it's to protect victims of domestic abuse, and probably most victims that go for help on domestic abuse are women, right?
That's a true statement, that most of the victims that go for help are women, but as far as it's my understanding that the majority of victims of domestic violence are actually men.
Yeah,
but
I don't know.
It's widely unreported.
Yeah, I don't know. How are you going to make that statement? If it's unreported, how do you make the statement?
I don't know where that information comes from, but it's my understanding that is absolutely the case. That there's a very high likelihood that in a domestically violent situation, it's actually the woman who is being the violent one. A lot of times when the cops will come out to a house for a domestic violence call. In some cases, the man just does not want to press charges or do anything like that, even though he may have been the one that was being abused.
Well, in many places,
if they
get a call, they have to take somebody to jail. So I suspect mostly it's guys that are end up going to jail too, right?
I suspect you're right about that, even in a situation where the woman is being violent. I think that's probably the case. Will go to jail.
When it comes to these domestic violence laws, it always... I'm not saying it doesn't happen. It's just that women get hurt, women get killed, and all these other things. But I guess I take this, the sort of conservative nobody's a victim approach on this one.
Nobody's a victim? What do you mean?
Well,
if somebody's getting beaten, then there's a victim there.
Are you talking about just...
How many times have they gotten beaten?
Well, I think anytime they're beaten.
Did the guy just start out by whooping her butt one day? Just broke her jaw one day?
No, I probably gave her a warning first.
Probably several. And then, like, smacked her. And then hit her. And then, you know, did, like, things progressively, you know?
No, I see what you're saying. If somebody is staying, whoever it is, woman or man, are staying in a violent relationship, then clearly that is a choice they've made. But that's not to excuse the violence in the first place.
I don't think the violence is okay, but if you stayed in a relationship where violence is going on, should I be obligated to pay an organization that goes out to your house in order to drag you two apart on a pretty regular basis?
No, of course not.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's crazy to me. Look, people that have, violence going on in their homes, I can understand three instances, you know? I can kind of get that. But when you're talking about three dozen instances, mm-hmm. Hey, lady, he's not shaping up. He likes to smack you when you come out of your mouth wrong. Like that's what he does. And maybe you like it too.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a tough situation, I think, to deal with. I don't know if any of those people really like being abused, but maybe they just feel helpless.
Are they being abused though?
Maybe they just feel helpless and that they can't escape. Perhaps they're frightened of potential consequences.
I've heard all this stuff. I guess I just don't understand it.
No, but maybe if you understand, you can help out with this discussion at 1-800-259-9231. It seems like easy for us to say, well, if you're getting abused, you should just leave. But there's
but of course, this
more
isn't what the French law is talking about. The French law isn't talking about actual violence.
No.
It's talking about mental violence.
Yeah, I know. I want to get back into that.
You chowderhead.
right. Repeated acts, which could be construed by words or other machinations to degrade one's quality of life and cause a change to one's mental or physical state. So this is essentially the equivalent of saying to your spouse, you're ugly, stupid, and nobody wants you on a pretty regular basis.
And that would violate this
absolutely
psychological violence law is what they're calling it.
Well, what is psychological violence except some made up term? There's violence and then there's things that occur psychologically, but they don't never the twain they meet, you know.
Well, this is legalese, Mark, so they can redefine the words to mean whatever they want.
They could call it anything they wanted to, but they've decided to call it psychological violence.
But, I mean, we can talk a little bit more about what's going on there. You said this is in France where they're proposing?
Yeah, France.
Those damn frogs.
But I think that the issue of actual violence is an interesting one. And I would love to hear from people who've been in a situation like this. Maybe somebody who has successfully escaped one of these violent at-home situations. Was it as easy as just walking away?
Or is there a financial issue, but they do have... They do have homes for these kind of situations.
A lot
of
times, isn't it sort of a cycle that they get into from a young age, usually maybe from an abusive childhood, abusive home that they lived in, and it's sort of a feeling of guilt that they have, like, oh, I deserve this, I did wrong, if I hadn't, you know, made him angry, him or her angry, then he wouldn't have hit me. Right,
yeah.
That sort of thing.
There's a lot of craziness that I think is associated with this here, and, I mean, it's easy for us to just say, well, just leave, but... Maybe it's not as easy for them to just leave as we might want it to
be. What could hold them back, I guess, is what my question
fear?
Is. Fear of what?
Maybe some sort of retaliation on the man's part?
That he or she is going to hunt them down?
That's a realistic fear, don't you think? I mean, last night we had a guy call in
the
show.
Isn't it just as realistic? That if you're scared that the person that you're living with is going to hunt you down and kill you because you left, then you ought to be equally as scared that they're going to kill you
because you're staying. I understand. The logic makes sense. Look, you're being very logical, right? And you're absolutely right, as far as I'm concerned, but logic may not be applying in an emotional circumstance such as what we're discussing. Do you see how that could be the case?
My children's father is somebody that I'm convinced is likely to be guilty of murder on a short-term basis here. Mm-hmm. I should stay with him.
It's crazy. I mean, there's no doubt about it. It's crazy talk.
But, what am I supposed to do when crazy people get together and have a relationship and beat each other up and have children? I mean, I just don't know what I'm supposed to do.
It came to that extreme end with someone I know, actually. I worked for this guy for many years at a restaurant in Florida, and his daughter was married to this real a-hole. And one night, you know, they had been separated for some time. I think they might have even gotten divorced. One night he came over, they were fighting in the basement. And he would pop out of the basement every now and then.
Florida?
They lived in Connecticut.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Sorry. I worked for the guy in Florida, but his children lived in Connecticut.
Anyway, in the basement.
Yeah, he would pop out of the basement every now and then and tell the kids, oh, don't worry, don't worry, just stay up here. Mommy and I are dealing with this. And it turned out he was down there stabbing her, and he murdered her that night. Yeah.
Wow. So, yeah, you're right, Mark. I mean, if you leave a situation like that, it would seem that your odds might be increased of being safe. But that doesn't dispel, I don't think, the emotional fear that somebody in that kind of a situation might be dealing with. We'd love to hear from you at 800-259-9231. How familiar are you with situations like this? Have you ever been involved in one yourself? Have you ever helped someone else escape one? What was that like? Did the other person come after them later on down the line? Tell your story. 800-259-9231. We're coming up. Psychological violence. Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
What started as an idea to provide power for a small hunting cabin has grown into a passion for creating an alternative energy source that's both affordable and reliable. At Wind Blue Power, our goal is to provide you with the best selection of parts and accessories to power your own ideas. Whether you're building a wind generator from scratch or you prefer a complete bolt-together kit, we've got you covered with fast worldwide shipping and impeccable customer service. Visit us at windbluepower.com. Think green, go blue at Wind Blue Power.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where you'll find a lot of features, and you'll also find that they're free, like our Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video to show they are indeed listeners of this program. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see it for yourself. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Get your Liberty message out to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece. Do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. They have hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings. They're adding new ones all the time. You can check them out. Let your voice be heard. LibertyStickers.com. I have the stickers on the back of my car are from there, too. And I think I think they've got some very clever and great sayings. LibertyStickers.com.
All right. So according to OregonCounseling.org, domestic violence against men, the estimates are here that in 100 domestic violence situations, approximately 40 cases involve violence by women against men, and that it's very difficult to get information about domestic violence against men because, well, they just don't report on it. In fact, they say here that it's been pretty difficult to get women to report domestic violence, and that there's a big campaign on to get women to, you know, report these incidents.
I wouldn't report it.
You would not? Or
absolutely not.
You would not? Okay.
Who am I going to report it to? The cops? They're going to solve the problem?
No,
I mean, the only person that can solve this problem is you, is you and your spouse or your significant other, right?
I got to agree with Mark on this one. I mean, it's really about the two people, though. As an outsider, I would feel compelled to want to step in and try to do what I could about it in a very, like, I wouldn't want to be bossy about it. I wouldn't be like, you have to leave him or else, you know, our friendship is over or anything like that, or mm-hmm. you have to leave him, it's for your own good. I would try to just, you know, really nudge them out of such a nasty situation.
Well, maybe reporting doesn't necessarily have to be the cops. Maybe
who are you going to report it to?
Your friends. How about you tell your friends?
Your friends don't have a computer database that keeps domestic violence cases on file.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from.
So
Mark,
reporting to your friends is of no use at all.
Well, what I'm telling you is that people don't talk to people about this. That's the message I'm trying to get across is that they keep it quiet. They keep this to themselves, and that's kind of sad.
Well, I don't. Well, why is it sad?
Because people are just allowing themselves to be abused?
By whom?
Their significant other?
You don't necessarily have to allow yourself to be abused to not report something. I said I wouldn't report it. That doesn't mean I'm going to stay. I mean, my wife, and
right.
You know, if a woman decides, and it
sure,
wouldn't be
sure.
my wife because she certainly wouldn't do this, but if a woman decides to hit me, I might give her one chance, maybe two. But after, you know, the mm-hmm. second time or the third time, I mean, obviously we're talking about if it's spanning decades here, maybe we can talk about a third time. But, I'm going to say, look, you know, see ya. Because that's not
right.
the way
well,
to solve problems.
That.
Adults don't do that.
Yeah, you're not going to tolerate that, and that's good. I don't think you should.
So I don't see any reason to tell friends. I mean, so I'm supposed to run out and run
wait
around.
A minute. How are you
this?
Supposed to get help if you don't tell somebody that there's a problem?
What do I need help for?
Maybe you need somewhere to stay.
Like ask a friend to stay.
But you wouldn't tell them why?
Yeah, maybe I would. Maybe I wouldn't. I'm not going to
Well, that's just
with
it. Maybe I wouldn't. I mean, you've got somebody beating you at home and you won't tell anybody about it. I think that's what the issue is here is that people keep this stuff to themselves. And so you don't really know how much domestic abuse there is out there between men and women.
And why do I need to know that?
Why does who need to know that?
I'm telling you that this is a problem that exists between two people.
Right.
I've
and
got
I'm
problems
telling you that
with you. Do you want me to tell everybody that what our problems are all
you
the
tell
time?
About them, you tell them on the air all the time, sure. So, I think that when you talk to people, they can understand your situation. They can offer help. They can offer assistance. They can offer advice. Perhaps they've been in that situation. What good does keeping all that inside do you?
What good does telling somebody do me?
I think I just explained it. They can offer you assistance. They can offer you help.
I don't need advice. I know that women that hit me, I'm not going to be in a relationship with.
Okay, thanks, Mark. I'm glad you don't need advice. But maybe, could you imagine there might be somebody out there who's not sure what to do, who's confused, who's feels like they're in a difficult
You're
situation.
You're suggesting that all these things need to be reported, and I'm saying that it doesn't need to be.
I didn't say anything needed to be reported. I told you that the reason I'm talking about this is because people don't bring it up. I don't mean you have to go to the cops. I'm saying that people aren't talking about it, period, a lot of them. They're just, the abuse is just happening. Don't you think that's sad?
I see a problem that needs to be solved. If you solve it, I don't see any reason to talk about it.
Wow. Okay, maybe I'm just not connecting here and explaining myself fully. Don't you think there's something sad about that,
if
Mark?
If somebody's hitting you, you don't live with them. People that hit you are bad. You don't be around them. That's the way it goes.
Right.
People that hit other people don't know how to solve their problems, and they need to figure out how to solve their problems. So you need to give them some room to do that. That's all that needs to be talked about.
1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I'm of the opinion that communication helps situations, and that when you've got a difficult situation you're dealing with, telling a friend isn't a bad idea.
I don't think
true.
It's terrible.
There are other ways to cry for help rather than just coming out and saying it. And communication isn't necessarily always, well, certain types of communication aren't necessarily always the best way to deal with that. I mean, certainly sometimes if you try to force your way into a situation like that, they might pull back and, you know, stay with the abusive party.
No, I'm talking about from the abused person's perspective. I mean, obviously, if that person doesn't tell anyone what's going on, then you as a friend aren't going to have any
right.
idea. I mean, unless all of a sudden you
notice
like black
eyes. Well,
like
I said, there are other ways, yeah, exactly, to notice. There are other ways to communicate that, I mean, certainly.
What if the advice that you get from your very concerned friends revolves around staying rather than going?
Well, clearly, people could give bad advice, obviously,
yeah.
Mark. But
I mean, I
think that advice helps, though. When you get advice from different people, you can analyze who's saying what and what it means and what their perspective is, and rather than just having your own thoughts floating around in your mind, you can get other people and get them in on
that. Yeah, I guess if you were an outsider, like a friend looking in on that kind of situation, being available, making yourself available, letting them know that they always had a place to crash if need be, would be a good thing to do.
Yeah, absolutely. 1-800-259-9231. Would love your thoughts, especially if you've had to deal with a situation involving domestic abuse. So, Mark, what else do you want to tell me about this? Is there more to this French story where
they're
going to be banning what they call psychological violence? So we're not even really talking about violence. We're just talking about, you know, name-calling and being mean verbally.
The law defines mental violence as repeated acts which could be construed by words or other machinations to degrade one's quality of life and cause a change to one's mental or physical state. We have introduced an important measure here which recognizes psychological violence, because it isn't just blows that hurt, but also words. Nadine Morano, the Minister of Family Affairs, told the lower house of parliament.
He would say that.
I think that's a
woman. That big nose. Oh,
maybe.
She would say that big nose.
Those found guilty of breaking the new law will face up to 3 years in jail.
Jeez.
And a 75,000 euro fine. The judge,
which will go to the government, of course.
Right, because the government has something to do with this. The judge could also take into consideration letters, texts, repetitive messages, because one knows that psychological violence is made up of insults, says Ms. Morano. Some critics of the new bill say that the crime may be difficult to prove. They also criticize the government for getting involved in private matters like arguments and fights between married and cohabitating people.
Difficult to prove, huh? No, I meant it endearingly when I called her a little fatty.
There's more coming up here at 800-259-9231. And this story really shows how micromanaging the government people are becoming in people's private lives. You can't even have a fight with name calling? Not that I support that stuff, but geez.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites, and a converter for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231, and tonight it's Ian.
And Luther.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Enjoy the stuff that we give you there. It's all free, including listening options, live streams, broadband, and dial-up versions, plus our webcam listen lines that allow you to call in and listen around the clock from any phone, anywhere. 24/7, you can get Free Talk Live in various different ways, all free at listen.freetalklive.com, listen.freetalklive.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for the free daily dispatch. As a matter of fact, that's how I got this story that we're reading right now, FreedomsPhoenix.com.
All right, we continue here. Going to take your phone calls about what you want, starting out with Nick in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Luther, and Mark. Nick in California, going once. Nick in California, going twice. All right, let's try Scott in Minnesota on the amp lines. Hello, Scott.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I don't think most people got the message I was trying to get across with my soapbox idol rant.
Oh, is this is this the guy that dropped his pants on stage?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, okay.
Oh, I didn't see that, but kudos.
Yeah, what message were you trying to get across by dropping your pants?
Well, see, the message was to not focus so much on negative perceptions, and I'm guilty of it as well. So I decided to use the group photo from the Motorhome Diaries Minneapolis meetup as an example, because in that photo, my underwear was showing, and when I saw that, I got too focused on that and what people would think about, like, me having my underwear showing, like, that drunk guy just can't pull up his pants or whatever,
mm-hmm.
you know. So... And when you focus on that, you don't really see the rest of the picture.
So you, so what you're saying is you felt like you were a little too concerned over what people were thinking about you. So to alleviate that concern or that issue in your own mind, you decided to drop trow in front of a crowd of people. Well, am I understanding correctly? Is that a yes? Is that laughter mean yes? I'm understanding what your message is because I'm just trying to get it.
Well, see, the dropping of the trowel is just shedding the negativity.
Sure. Yeah. No, I get it. I see where you're coming from.
Is it possible you just like to drop your trousers in front of people?
No, actually, I didn't really want to get naked, but I wanted to go all the way with the message.
So I appreciated it. I didn't actually see it in person, but somebody came up to the studio after that. We're talking about the Porkfest, the Soapbox Idol event that went on. I think it was Saturday night. And I saw the footage of it, and wow, it was shocking and surprising, and right on, man.
Sometimes our fears manifest themselves in expeditionist behavior, and it can strengthen us in ways. So,
very good, Scott. I appreciate the call here. Anything else you want to share? I guess not. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231 to Mama Allie in Georgia. Mama Allie, were you there when Scott dropped his pants at the Soapbox Out?
I was not, baby. I missed pretty much everything being in the kitchen. I heard about it, though. And, you know, kudos to the kid for being brave. I got the point. And I wasn't even there. So tell him not to worry about it.
Very good. Very good. So what's on your mind tonight?
Sweetie, I wanted to talk to you guys about the domestic violence thing that you guys were just talking about.
Yeah, please.
I personally had extensive experience with that. And I would like to tell Mark that he should understand that there are different situations. If you're already married to a man and he changes within that marriage with age, a certain mental illness comes on him, like paranoid schizophrenia, and he changes, do you not owe it to him as his wife to stick by him through that change and try and fix it with him?
Yeah,
I currently have been arrested 3 times for assault and battery because I had blood on me and I would not testify against my husband. Okay, if I get pulled over to this day, with or without the current warrants that I have, I get handcuffed, and they always say it's for my safety and yours, because now my rat sheet reads assault and battery, assault and battery, assault and battery, assault and battery, because I wouldn't press charges.
So they would get called into a situation, show up, and they have to arrest somebody, so they chose to arrest you?
Exactly. They have to arrest everybody that has blood on them, even though it's
really?
My own blood, even though it was my own blood. I went to jail too. Not one time, not 2 times, not 3 times. We're talking to the tune of $4,500, baby.
Did they take a sample of it and prove that it was your blood?
Say that again?
Did they take a sample of it and prove that it was your blood? Like, is that on record?
No,
okay.
Absolutely not.
I refused all
medical attention, anything else that was going to charge me money, because they were already raping me out the door. Anything that had anything to do with more money, I was trying not to be a part of. I was already going to have to pay to get out of jail for getting my ass whooped.
Now, how did the cops get involved in this situation? Was it one of the two of you that called them or a neighbor?
Never, ever, ever, ever do I ever pick up the phone and call the police. If a neighbor watches you get leveled in your front yard, they get nosy.
Mm.
So, you know, I'm not going to tell anyone how to deal with it. I eventually dealt with it on my own and made the best decision for my family because it never, I know this is hard to believe, but my daughter never saw any of that. It was always a car wreck or a fight at work or something else. She never saw me ever get hit. And so once it came to that point, it was easier for me to make a decision for my family because that couldn't be a part of her life. I could make it a part of my life because I had made the choice to be married to that man. I stood by the choice that I made, regardless of what he was going through, and was a good woman and a good wife to him. But when it came to the point where it was going to affect my daughter and her future, then I had to make a different decision. And I sent him packing his ass right on back to his mama's house.
So,
but
Mama, I feel what your situation there is motivating. Like, I hadn't thought about somebody sort of cracking up afterwards and, you know, making a good decision initially and then, you know, mental illness setting in, that kind of thing. But if he didn't choose to hit you in front of the daughter, then didn't he have some level of control? And if he had some level of control, why couldn't he control himself more?
No, it wasn't that he didn't choose to hit me in front of her. I said, I'm a really good mom. It wasn't him. It was me making sure she wasn't there when I can, because I can see it. It came to a point where I could see it in him.
I see
it coming on. You know what I mean? And I would remove her from the situation, have her go stay the night at a friend's house or you know, what have you. It came to where it, I could see it, you know, so I just kept it away from her, you know what I mean? And I'm not going to tell anybody how to deal with it because it, I believe that's a personal choice and everybody's going to have to come to a point in their life where they're strong enough. And I think that Ian is right, that some people do need to reach out and they do need friends. I was scared because my friends would have murdered him. They would all be in jail right now if I would have told them what was going on in my life. Mm. And they wouldn't have cared if my daughter was watching or not. They would have come in there and murdered him. So I couldn't personally go to my friends either. But I think that some people need that to make that step. So I think Ian's alternative to the police, because let me tell you, the police are never the option. I don't know what all of the options are, but that is not the option, period, at all. They do not care. They do not care about you. They're going to write somebody a ticket, and they're going to get somebody's money before they leave, and they do not care what the situation is. And I'm here to tell you that from honest to God proof. Check my rap sheet. You know what I mean? And it's not like they don't care. They don't. They can tell you they care. They're telling you, oh, I want to take these pictures because we care. They don't care. All of those pictures are going to be another way to charge someone else money for them to get money. They don't care.
Yeah.
You know, and that's all that is. And I want people to understand that I don't know the answer. Having been in the situation myself, I still don't know the answer. I know what it is not. And it is not to call or deal with the police at all in any way, shape, or form, because they're not going to help you. They're not. They don't care about you. All they care about is that money.
I appreciate that, Mama Allie. It's sad and it's horrible,
but it's true. I mean, it's very true.
It really is just kind of a different kind of an abuse, and calling the police into the situation just perpetuates more.
It is. It is, too, especially when they go in and they try and tell people, I'm here to protect you. Okay, well, that's not protection. You know what I mean? Because I won't throw my husband under the bus. You're going to arrest me? You know, it was over $1,000 to get out of jail every time they arrested me because I was had blood everywhere.
Mama Allie, I want to thank you for sharing the story tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. Chime in on this or bring up anything.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public. Like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. Dial in toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. And by the way, you can join us on our website where we give you the features for free. If you like the show, you can become an amplifier. For as little as $3 a month, you can help us get on more radio stations, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. In fact, I just heard today there might be a certain radio station in a certain island somewhere that might be picking us up. I can't really say much more than that because, you know, got to get the signed agreement on board first. But it could be very good. It could be like a six-night-a-week kind of thing as well, which is pretty cool. So we are making this possible because of listeners like you giving $3 a month to the program. And you get perks in return. You get access to the AmpOnly call-in lines, the AmpOnly forum, podcast, and more. You can go get all the details, get signed up for as little as $3 a month, PayPal, alternative options, major credit cards, whatever works best for you. amp.freetalklive.com. So let's say you happen to be in a subway tunnel and there's a man that you have a little scuffle with, and you somehow manage to tie him down because he's a really, you know, he's a little tough, he's out of control. You and your buddies manage to get him under control, and you tie him down.
Incapacitate him.
Yeah, you tie his hands up. No, he's not incapacitated. His hands are tied. And then you just decide to go ahead and execute him right there in front of a whole crowd of people that are also there at the subway train station. What crime would you be charged with?
That would be first degree murder.
First degree murder, meaning premeditated?
Yes.
Because it would be premeditated because you actually tied him down before you shot him, as
correct.
Opposed to like being in the heat of a moment kind of thing where
that's
you
correct.
Accidentally.
You might be able to make an argument for a second, but it's you know.
Yeah, it seems
argument.
Pretty straightforward. I mean, you took the time to tie him up. Take out your gun, aim, and fire.
And on top of that, tying somebody up is kidnapping. So that's if a murder is committed during the commission of a felony, you have what they call felony one murder, which isn't actually first degree, but it's punishable in the same way.
What if you now let's say you were charged with this? Let's go with second degree. Let's say you were charged with second degree murder, and you told the judge and the people in the case that. It was your testimony that it was an accident, that you didn't intend to actually shoot the man, that you were actually reaching for a feather tickler that you had on your belt, and that you were
whoops.
Going to, you know, it was your intention to actually tickle the man, but instead you accidentally reached for your gun and ended up, you know, shooting him point blank, pretty much point blank range. Do you think they would go ahead and say, oh, well, yeah, we'll go ahead and reduce this this crime. We'll call it, say, involuntary manslaughter. You think that would work?
No.
Well, it has. In Los Angeles, LA Times reporting on something happening in San Francisco or Oakland, a former transit police officer who fatally shot an unarmed man at an Oakland train station has been convicted of involuntary manslaughter. capping a racially charged case that raised fears in the Bay Area of possible violence after the verdict. Prosecutors accused the ex-officer of intentionally firing his handgun as he tried to handcuff Oscar Grant. It's my understanding he was already handcuffed. But anyway, maybe I was wrong about that. Johannes Mersel, 28 years old, tearfully testified that the shooting was a tragic accident caused when he mistakenly grabbed his firearm instead of an electric taser weapon during a struggle with Grant. The shooting was captured on video by several witnesses, and it should be pointed out that the police attempted to capture as many of the videos as possible after the incident happened by intimidating people.
That's the most damning part of it, is that the police went around and tried to collect people's cell phone cameras and things like that in order to keep this from getting out.
And to protect their buddy.
In this case, this taser is designed to look and feel like a gun. It operates like a gun. It has a trigger in the same place. It has a gun sort of shape to it.
Mm.
And I think that, you know, it's tough in this circumstance to, compare it to real life, you know, because who's going to walk around with both a taser and a gun on their hip except a police officer, right?
Probably not very many people.
Pretty uncommon.
Mm-hmm.
So you pull the gun instead of the taser and you use it. You know, it's unusual. The taser weighs a different amount. It's nothing, you know, it doesn't feel the same way in your hand, but it didn't take long from pulling to deploying. The video is absolutely horrifyingly damning looking. The guy pulls his gun and shoots this guy basically right in the middle of the back. What if it had been a taser? What if he had thought it was a taser? I don't know. It's such a confusing case for me because I just don't know. I don't think you and I would be treated the same way as this guy, though.
Hell no. No way would that be the case.
Absolutely not.
So we don't know yet what the actual punishment is going to be because, well, the juries don't decide on that typically, right? I mean, normally the jury comes back with a guilty verdict, and then if it's going to be guilty, they come back, in this case, guilty of so-called involuntary manslaughter. And then isn't it normally up to the robed man to decide how long the person is supposed to go away for and what the exact terms of the punishment will be?
Depends on the charge, depends on the jurisdiction.
Typically, though, isn't that the case?
That's how we're told on television.
Okay. Well, at least in this case, they aren't reporting on what the decision is here as far as what his guilty – he has been found guilty of involuntary manslaughter, but what will happen to him is still remains to be seen. So, of course, this will be the next test. There's number first test here as far as how responsible police are for their actions. Clearly not as responsible as the rest of us out here. If we were to do the same things as they do, we would be in big, big trouble. In this case, he just gets a little – maybe he will get a slap on the hand. That tends to be how this stuff goes. Or maybe they'll want to send a message that they're serious about the police being out of control. That still remains to be seen. And as we learn more about this BART shooting, BART being the Bay Area Transit Authority or something like that, Bay Area Rapid Transit perhaps, as we learn more about what happens to former Officer Mersel in this case, we will certainly let you know.
I don't even know that anybody gets involuntary manslaughter. I've never even heard of anybody being charged with it.
Maybe it's one of those
vehicular homicide.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of usually given to somebody who doesn't intentionally do it. It's a negligence issue most of the time given to somebody who is drunk.
I would love to hear from maybe some law enforcement officers in this case. I mean, what's your honest opinion of what this guy did? Is it really that easy to mistake the taser on your belt for a firearm?
I would assume they would have a different weight and feel to them.
Even in a different location.
Yeah, even in an instant, you would pick that up and something you would tell your brain, it would go from your fingers to your brain and say, oh, that's the wrong one.
You would think, but maybe he was just on an adrenaline high and he really didn't realize it. That's why I'd like to hear from a law enforcement officer
right.
who could say, yeah, this guy's full of crap. Or, I understand where he's coming from. So, I mean, I'm just curious, how realistic is what his claim that it was, whoops, I just made a mistake. How realistic is that claim if you're a law enforcement officer? 800-259-9231. Apparently, according to the LA Times, the trial captured the attention of law enforcement officers who feared that a guilty verdict could raise the stakes for cops who make mistakes. So
that wouldn't be such a terrible thing. I mean, they're human beings like the rest of us. If we're supposed to be expected to follow these rules, shouldn't they be as well?
Right. Well, when the rest of us make mistakes, there are consequences for those actions, mm-hmm. right? I mean, when we screw up, then we usually have to pay a price. And so basically, this is the cops saying, well, when we screw up, we shouldn't have to pay as much of a price. And we're worried that this case, if it's decided in the favor of, or if it's decided against the favor of this man, will result in chilling consequences. And that if we make mistakes, we might actually have to face some consequences. That we might actually have to...
Chilling on police whipping out guns and shooting people in the back.
Right, chilling on the police's freedom to be able to make mistakes without any kind of repercussions. So, yeah, I think that it'd be absolutely fine if the police actually ended up getting punished for the mistakes that they make. I mean,
right, taking a little responsibility.
That would be nice,
yeah.
Although I'm not getting my hopes up. Even as public as this case is, and as outrageous as you point out, Mark, the video, and I haven't seen it since this happened. By the way, this went down in early 2009. New Year's Day is when this man was executed. But even in a case as public as this, with the video as graphic and as blatant as it is, it still wouldn't shock me if this cop ended up getting, and we'd have to look at see what the kind of sentencing guidelines they have, but the very lowest end of whatever those, if there are guidelines.
He's already gotten that.
Those would be.
You know, with this involuntary manslaughter charge, he's already gotten the very lowest that they have to offer. You could get probation for something like this.
That's what I'm thinking is likely going to occur. I don't know what the parameters are, but maybe 6 months of probation.
Suspended with pay.
He's off the job, apparently.
Okay.
He's a former officer, but that doesn't mean that he couldn't later on come back and say, I'd like my job back. I was wrongfully terminated, et cetera. See, I only got 6 months, so I'm still a good guy. You should let me back. It was an accident. Involuntary manslaughter. Oops. Just took that man's life, that's all. 1-800-259-9231, hour number 2, coming up. You can take control of the airwaves, and Luther's going to tell us about the roads. It's Free Talk Live.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.